Station 7, Soils.
Soil quality, or some people call it soil health, is an important determinant of a farm's sustainability and its ability to function productively in the landscape and maintain a healthy environment. In addition to the requirements of the local market for vegetables and fruit, the nature of its soils drives UBC Farms' management practices. Soils anywhere are a product of the action of climate and biota, that's plants, animals, and microorganisms, on the original parent material over a period of time and are influenced by their position in the landscape, that is topography. While we're standing in the UBC farm landscape, let's consider what the soils and the factors influencing their formation tell us about the natural history of this southwest corner of the Point Grey Peninsula. And first, let's start with climate. The humid maritime climate in the UBC Farms region is unique in Canada, as it has a long, moderately warm, frost-free period, heavy winter rainfall, summer drought, and minimal freeze-thaw action. As a result, our soils are highly leached of basic elements such as calcium, magnesium, and potassium. Also, the reddish-brown colors of the subsurface soil, known as the B horizon, reflect the leaching of iron out of the soil surface, or the A horizon, and its redeposition deeper in the soil. Soil formation has been the result of the dominance of coniferous trees and associated understory vegetation on the nature and quality of organic matter added to these soils, much of which is contained in litter layers at the soil surface. And we can see this forest ecosystem all around us here at the farm. For a first-hand view of this forest ecosystem, which is now in its second growth after the initial logging of the old growth forest, you can take a walk on the agroforestry trail. It begins just to the west of the farm center. The cultivated areas of the farm have soils that are greatly modified, at least in their upper 15 to 30 centimeters from their native state, by changed agricultural crops, addition of lime, manures, compost, and fertilizers. Parent material. Picture in your mind a glacier reaching 1.5 kilometers above where you are right now at the farm, and that 8 to 10,000 years ago, we would be standing right about sea level under that massive weight of the glacier. This glacial action bulldozed mineral materials from the direction of the North Shore Mountains. Subsequent washing by vast quantities of glacial meltwater and then wave action by seawater have left behind a geological deposit characterized by stoniness and a lack of silts and clays, most of which were washed out into the Salish Sea, also known as the Strait of Georgia. A process known as isostatic rebound has resulted in an increase in the elevation above sea level of Point Grey, subsequent to the retreat of the glaciers. Find a cultivated area of the farm and pick up a handful of soil. Note the gritty feel that results from the dominance of sands and gravel left behind by the site's glacial history and which formed the mineral or apparent material in which the farm soils formed. Topography. The UBC farm is situated on a southwest slope, and you can envision a series of three benches alternating with sloping areas as you move down the slope. This landscape has influenced soil development and now influences its management. The slopes are subject to soil erosion if left unvegetated over winter, and most importantly, the soil drainage is more restricted at the lower elevations of the farm. Restricted drainage influences the nature of the vegetation and also reduces the intensity of leaching and soil weathering. The final factor of soil formation is time. As in most of Canada, the UBC farm soils are relatively young, dating back to less than 10,000 years, and the recession of the glaciers. Despite this short time, the moist, mild climate and coarse nature of the parent materials have resulted in some intense weathering, as expressed by the reddish-brown colors at depth in UBC farm soils. In summary, the UBC farm native soils are the result of a moist climate and a coniferous forest ecosystem acting on sandy, gravelly, and stony parent materials over a period of about 8,000 years since the recession of the last glacier. Human management subsequent to land clearing in the late 1960s has greatly modified the surface or soil A horizon of the native soil to create a more favorable growing medium for agricultural crops. The soil's coarse nature is, however, still a factor in management, as these soils are droughty in summer and require irrigation, and nutrients are easily leached over winter. On the positive side, the upper parts of the farm landscape are well drained and can be used during rainy conditions without serious damage to soil structure when we are extending the growing season. Feel free to wander the farm landscape and think about how the site's natural history, as expressed in its soils, influence both farm and forest management.